Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Marcus Jones, he can fly, still going, no flags, touchdown, Patriots. Dart's going to go and get popped on the sideline, and we're going to get a fight. Christian Ellis delivered the hit, and these two teams are going at each other. Here's one to the end zone, and Kayshon Booty, touchdown New England, caught for the touchdown, Kyle Williams.
We've got a great team, got great coaches. You know, I believe in this team a lot. I think we do some things down the road, but we're taking it one week at a time. Look forward to the bye week.
Okay, fellas, I appreciate you, man. You took the message, and you were willing to go and be a champion from front.
Hey, I love the brotherhood in here, and I'll ride with any of y'all any day, all right? So I love you guys and appreciate you guys. Hey, Pats on three. 1, 2, 3.
Pats! Oh, what a victory Tuesday it is here on WEEI Afternoons, a.k.a. a Patriots Monday after Monday Night Football. Nick Fitzy-Stevens, you know it was a good game when you have a montage, when you have a celebratory video coming out of the Patriots locker room. And you know when you have the quarterback, Drake May, saying we can do some things down the road. Oh, we're thinking about down the road, as in the road to the playoffs, the road to the Super Bowl, the road to dynasties and immortality. I may have taken that a little bit too far, but you know, I get ahead of myself, Fitzy. That was a fun football game. We talked about it yesterday when making our predictions. Hope it's a fun game. Well, Monday Night Football, the crowd, 17-0 in the first quarter, 30-7 at halftime, and the Patriots cruise to the 33-15 victory. And all is right in Patriot Nation, Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about it yesterday and earlier this morning.
True, too. Today, when we talked about it earlier.
That's right. I remember someone who looked just like you I was talking to in the middle of the night about that very same game. In fact, since we last spoke earlier today, my appreciation for their effort yesterday, the way that they handled their business and what they have accomplished on the season has grown. I wouldn't say it has like quintupled or anything, but I think my appreciation for this team, like so many fans, increases every day with every game. And especially when, sure, they played a team with the inverse of their record, 10-2 versus 2-10. But that team was in a lot of close games and gave a lot of better teams runs for their money. And the Pats ran away with it, made it a laugher by the half. It got a little bit closer. No big deal. But the Patriots did this with people filling in along the line on both sides of the ball in the trenches who really hadn't started games for them this season. And yet that didn't affect their game plan, the outcome, or the vibes. It's all really impressive.
Best all-around win of the season, game of the season, in my opinion, because you got massive contributions from the offense. The passing game, Drake May, was on point early. You got a complimentary run game. Not sure was what you really wanted going against a team that allowed 5.9 yards per carry. But
it was
you ran
over 100 yards, yep. So I'll take it.
Yep, I'll take it. And defensively, they were knocking the bleep out of out of the Giants. Mike Vrabel even, you know, decided not to use the bleep this morning on the Greg Hill show when he talked about it.
I prefer it that way. Can we just let a couple of bleeps sleep through?
Well, you know, I mean, we all would.
All right,
but the FCC, you know, they have a thing. Oh, they got a little bit of a stick up their butt sometimes for these things. But you absolutely got massive.
We need to try to knock as legally as possible.
only he didn't say bleep when he said it this morning. But special teams, our guy Marcus Jones, who we'll talk to 3:30, had another punt return for a touchdown. Statistically now the greatest punt returner in the history of the National Football League by yards per return average.
Pretty damn good, if you ask me.
Christian Ellis wasn't just knocking Jackson Dart to the turf. He was going head-to-head, making some people uncomfortable with special teams play and organized chaos with old pal Gunnar Olszewski getting a turnover there, and even the coaching. So I think all three phases of the game, all three phases of coaching, and the crowd, I thought early on, had a big game feel. I know our guy Dan Ball questioned the noise at Gillette Stadium as it came through our speakers on TV, but I thought early on they clearly had given away some wristbands with lights on them or something. There was kind of a big game feel for that, an anthem. I think this was the Patriots' best all-around game, and yes, the Giants play in the National Football League, right? I just want to be clear because we're going to get some pushback. Oh, they're 2-11, or they're the Giants. They play in the NFL, right? Like they weren't relegated to the SEC, right? We didn't call up Georgia.
No, Lane Kiffin will not be coaching the Giants. Yeah. Although you can't rule it out, because what if the Giants, you know, what if they came calling?
He would buy it out for $7 million and take their $70 million or whatever the hell it would be.
He would prey on it with his family for a while, but yeah.
So setting the table, Fitzy, we're expecting to talk to Drake May in the 2 o'clock hour early in the show, maybe as early as 2:15, 2:30. We are bumping back Mark Schlereth, who's usually in our 2:30 Tuesday slot, to 4:30 because, I'll be honest, I'm really excited to talk to him. This is a game that I feel like is right in his wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Backup offensive linemen, fights and scuffles and big hits. Drake May flicking the ball down the field to Kyle Williams. He likes him some Drake May. So this is going to be a fun show, but we're reacting to a big win. Stiz, yes, you'd like to chime in early?
I wanted to ask, were the Patriots trying to legit kill the Giants last night?
They were playing old school football.
It was
This is 2025
football. To watch.
This is Trump's
nasty
football.
Right?
It's back, baby. It's like circa 2001, baby. You can hit again. Brian Cox, you can lay people out. You can hit again. You can be physical. If quarterbacks tiptoe on the sideline, they get knocked the bleep out.
That may have been the most fun I've had watching a Patriots game this season.
I love watching, Fitzy, really? I love watching Stiz develop into a football fan before our eyes and live the good times. Like, it's funny.
Yeah, what took you so long? Because, man, Andy, do you want to tell him about how good everything was from 2001 to 2019?
Well, he had some stuff going on at various points of that era, but then as he started to become a sports fan, it was kind of crappy around here. It was all the bad games watching Cam Newton's offense and then last year's offense. And now he's living this is all new to him. It's like he's born again football fan, and he's this rebirth with Drake May and Mike Vrabel. And we're all living it, because that's the first thing, Fitzy. That was an entertaining football game. That was a damn entertaining football game.
Last night was a blast. It was legit. It had everything you want. It had big runs. It had big hits. It had clutch defense. It had special teams. It had deep passes. There was joy to the world. By the way, it was December 1st. What a great way to start the holiday season. This is when,
you don't really know your football team until after Thanksgiving, bro.
Well, guess what? The first game this team played after Thanksgiving, when it really supposedly counts, Andy, this team came out, sent a message, dropped the hammer down, and played with purpose and passion. That's the thing I keep hearing from fans online, fans in real life, Stiz in the studio, etc. Everyone is just so proud of the way this team is coming together. The unanimity this team is playing with, like, they are unified in effort. Like, it's you don't have anybody freelancing. Like, the message has gotten through loud and clear. And whatever it was that Harold Landry said about this team in this locker room having, like, incredible chemistry and awesome camaraderie and him not wanting to miss a moment of it, like, it's coming through the television, the stands, the tailgate, everywhere.
Messages are best sent with actions, not words, right, Fitzy? And that is true. And certainly winning 10 games in a row is a message. Winning your 11th game in the season. Fitzy, could you give me a quick list of the other 11-win teams right now? Do you have that at your fingertips? Disposal, carry the, is it two pages?
Actually, Andrew, I've checked. Only one goes to 11.
Oh, so you're
the New England Patriots.
So you're the you're 10 in a row. You're the only team with 11 wins. And the Patriots are the first team in NFL history with 10 straight games scoring 23 or more points.
and allowing 23 or fewer points in a single season. So
this is mildly cherry picked, but it's also very impressive.
It's what we do in the AI statistical analysis era. They can find more of these SID stats than you ever wanted in your life, but it's also a way to tell you they're a really good football team. In fact, Fitzgerald, an argument can be made, a strong argument can be made. Mm-hmm. The New England Patriots are the best team in the NFL. Like, it's not crazy to say that. It's also not crazy to push back. If you want to push back with a NFC squad like the Rams or whatever's going
They're
on.
They're not battle-tested, haven't beaten enough good teams, product of your schedule, blah, blah. Well, I'll tell you what. I saw some power rankings. I know we have all sorts of power rankings. Everyone can power rank. Last one I saw before we went to air, Colin Cowherd. You know who he was loud and proud to say was the best team in football? Your New England Patriots.
Okay, 781 chimes in.
Roll the duck boats, Hart. You beat a team you were supposed to beat handily. They are 2-10, and the wide receivers were wide open.
What is wrong with people around here? Why can't you just... I understand the weather absolutely sucks today. However, why can't people be happy? Why can't, like... Andy just read you a stat that, like, multiple robots, computers, you know, servers and nerds had to come up with, but it's still unique to this team, and it is very impressive nonetheless. Why can't people just take this team for what they are, a damn good football team that, just like so many other teams in this topsy-turvy, upside-down, alternate universe season, has a chance to win it all?
And has won 10 in a row. That, like, I can't get, if they were...
It was still summer when they last lost.
It really was. And I heard somebody talking about, I think it was Tom Curran with Jones and Keefe, like, they haven't had their hiccup game. Well, they did. They had their hiccup game in week one. I said it yesterday. If they lost to the Raiders in the middle of the season, it would be a bad loss. We'd be like, oh, you're kind of like everybody else. You were due a hiccup. You had your hiccup. But they got the hiccup out of the way before we knew how good they were, before they had been established. Remember back then, they were in the power rankings, they were probably like 23rd, you know, 21, somewhere down there. You were a bottom third of the league type team. So when you lost to the Raiders, it wasn't that big a deal. Now you are 1-2 top five team, whatever people want to put you. Oh, DVOA doesn't like you, so maybe you're a little lower in those rankings. Now, if you lost to the Raiders, it would be a bad loss. We'd be talking about what the hell happened. How'd you let up? Were you reading your press clippings? But you got it out of the way. And since then, and I think in all sports, when you have long winning streaks, so 10 games, Fitzy, in a 17-game season. So you've won more than half your season in a row, right?
Yeah, you've not only just won more than half of your games, which would be an excellent accomplishment in and of itself, considering that many of us would have taken 8-9 as a positive step forward for the franchise. You've won more than half your games in a row. Again, I cannot stress enough, they played the Steelers and lost to them at home on the final day of summer, Sunday, September 21st. They have gone the entire autumn without losing a football game, Andy.
So I want to work in some phone calls, 617-779-7937. I want to work in the voices of the fans, because there's a lot to talk about, and I'm not going to tell people that have trepidation or doubt about the team that you're wrong and that they might not be setting themselves up with some false hope, which is different than fool's gold for the postseason, anything, whatever. We'll take all your calls, 617-779-7937, and we'll kick that off with Jim in Virginia, who has a thought on the second half. What's up, Jim?
Well, thanks for taking my call. You guys have been a great show. Two, I want to make a point and I have a question. What I haven't heard people say is that Dart, when Ellis hit him on the sideline, Dart was real close to the first down. And I think that was in Ellis's head more than it was to lay him out. So I think that more than justifies that hit. Agree?
All right, thanks for the call, Jim. Yes, he was going for the first down, and Ellis has said that. He was going for the first down, and when he saw him going basically parallel to the sideline and not taking that right-hand exit to get out of harm's way, then that was fair game. He knew. And this is something I think some people might think Vrabel just started talking about this last night and today in relation to this hit. He's been talking about this for weeks. Cautionary tales for Drake May, but also for his defense, that the way they're calling it, and we'll get into some audio later that I thought was interesting with Troy Aikman and their rules expert on the broadcast. They're calling it differently because of the way quarterbacks, particularly guys named, I don't know, Patrick Mahomes, manipulated the sideline in recent years. It's now being officiated differently. And Mike Vrabel's been coaching his team on that, both his quarterback and his defense, for weeks now. So they were prepared. Like, Christian Ellis has heard about this exact situation for weeks, and the opportunity presented itself, and he made a smart play and a smart hit.
I have no problem. If you want to blame anyone for that hit last night, you can blame Patrick Mahomes. You can blame any of the other quarterbacks that have, I won't say, you know, futzed around with the rules, but have towed the line real, you know, awful tight between, you know, basically baiting defenders into these illegal hits and unnecessary roughness, and what is legal and what is not. Like, excuse me. It absolutely, last night, what he did, Jackson Dart was still in bounds. He was trying to get the first down. And in the post game, Jackson Dart himself said, what did he say? Something like, throw on my high school tape. I play the game aggressively.
Yep. This is what you get when you get Jackson Dart. That was basically his post game argument. 617-779-7937. Mm-hmm. We'll continue to break down this hard hitting play, big play filled Patriots win over the Giants. Are they indeed the best team in football, or are they a product of their schedule? Do you need to see more? 617-779-7937. Up next, we are awaiting the arrival of the MVP favorite. That would be a game-winning quarterback named Drake May. Didn't get 300 yards, but still made a ton of plays. Drake May next here on WEEIF.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Afternoons back here on a Victory Tuesday, heading into the bye week. Also a Patriots Monday on a Tuesday here on WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens. Patriots win 33-15. For many, it was a statement game. Fitzy, an emphatic win filled with plays in all three phases. And I think that's how you and I are choosing to take it. How we chose to take it last night on the Six Rings postgame show, or this morning, depending on how you want to look at it. But there are still those out there that are, and I don't even know if they're Patriots fans or trolls or Giants fans, that are undercutting the victory, undercutting the performance.
I'm pretty sure 11-2 is supposed to beat 2-11. That's kind of how it works.
Wait, what about a Giants team that, you know, blew all these fourth quarter leads against good football teams and Bo Nix had to have like a historic comeback to win it? Is that better than just controlling the game wire to wire and cruising to victory?
Yeah, and Bo Nix had to also do that at home, where the Broncos are supposed to be untouchable and unbeatable. 52-80, it says on their helmet, a mile high in the sky. Well, the Patriots were playing in a freezing cold game on Monday night where the conditions were supposed to be level like the playing field, and they dominated. I wonder, was there ever any thought, like the Pats are up 17-0, 30-7 at the half. Was there ever any thought like, should we try to win this like 56-15? You know, it was 33-15 final. Does this team have that killer instinct in them? Or do you think that they don't want to like put that out there? Like, uh-oh, the Patriots, they're going scorched earth. People are going to want to get back at them.
Yeah, I don't know that, A, they have that killer instinct. But more importantly, I don't know if they're that talented. Like, no disrespect to them. They're having a phenomenal season, but it isn't exactly Brady to Moss and Welker where we realize, oh my God, the one wide receiver is arguably one of the three greatest to ever play the game. The other guy is the greatest slot receiver to ever play the game. The quarterback is the greatest quarterback to ever play the game. You're not exactly on that mid-prime career 2007 Brady Moss Welker level yet that team had. Also, by the way, flip that side to the Mike Vrabel-led defense and all the veterans they had on that side of the ball.
Yeah, that was his one all-pro season, no less.
Oh, yeah, 12 sacks. He took full advantage of the big leads and the runaway victories and pinned his ear back and that whole thing. They're just, in my opinion, not on that level, and they shouldn't be. They're in year one with Mike Vrabel and Drake May and many of these players. It's like, you know, we forget about that at sometimes because it has gotten so good and they have been so dominant and so successful week after week. We forget this isn't supposed to be this good this fast.
No. Again, 8-9 would have been great. A winning record would have been like seismic around here. Like, oh, the Pats are back. Like, the ship has been turned around. They've charted a new course for success. It's going to be fun to be a Pats fan for the next decade plus. Not now. Oh, man. Poor me. Now I have to start thinking about going to the Super Bowl every other year for the next decade or 15 years. Wow. First world football problems. They're a real bitch, aren't they?
I mean, we've reassessed our expectations along the way, and we'll get into some of that with Coach Vrabel, who was asked that this morning on the Greg Hill Show. But, you know, it became, well, you know what? If they don't make the playoffs, I'm going to be disappointed. And then it's, if they don't win the division, I'm going to be disappointed. If they don't win 13 games, I'm going to be disappointed. Well, you know what it is now? If they're not the number one seed, I'm going to be disappointed. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't be the number one seed. They shouldn't have a bye to open the postseason. They shouldn't open the playoffs at home in the divisional round. That's how far the expectations have been altered or recalibrated for this football team. That being said, I also don't think you can just say, oh, you know, they're up 30-7 at halftime. You should double it and they should win 60-14. They're not really in that landscape just yet. Also not sure if they're in that mentality. I'm not sure they're looking to go scorched earth because of that's scandals and leagues and things of that nature.
I don't think they want to do that. Vrabel probably preached all week long, go hit the bleep out of somebody, prove that you're the tougher team and send a message to not just the Giants, but the next four teams they play in the regular season and beyond. I can see that because he was, you know, defensive player, awesome, badass, hardo. He's not a scorched earth guy. Like, unless there's a point to prove or somebody embarrassed or tried to one up on them, he won't forget. Like, that's when he'll play that card, but not just like, oh, hey, let's beat the Giants by 50 tonight just because.
Yeah, and whatever was going on early when it did look like they wanted to be physical, wanted to prove a point, wanted to hit Jackson Dart and company very hard and very often, I don't think it was prove a point by beating them by 30 or 40 or 50 on the scoreboard, because I do think Vrabel has that in him. You cross him the right way, I do think there's a future game where we will probably be talking about that, but I don't think this was that night. I'll tell you what night it was, though. It was the night that Drake May got back on the MVP path. You know, after we talked about yesterday, Matthew Stafford had a down game. The Rams lose to the Panthers. He throws two picks, has a fumble. Oh, and Drake May conveniently is on Monday Night Football for all the world to watch. And he goes out there and he goes 24 of 31, 282 with two touchdowns, no interceptions, 126 passer rating in an easy win, has a couple, I don't even know if we call them recruitment videos anymore. They're just do what he do, playmaking, drops it in the bucket for Kyle Williams, drops it in the bucket for Kayshon Booty, other beautiful throws along the way. And he's starting to build up the SID numbers, Fitzy. So you want one, I'll give you your choice. Do you want Brady-related or Marino-related first?
You know, we don't hear much about Marino around these parts anymore, so unless we're talking about wool sweaters, I'll take the Marino.
Okay, QBs to win 10 straight games with an 80-plus passer rating in a single season prior to the age of 24 since 1950. That list includes Hall of Famer Dan Marino and Drake May. End of list. Hard stop. So wow. Doing Marino early career things. And remember, Marino went to the Super Bowl in his second season in Miami. Marino started that Hall of Fame career hot and bothered. So let's go to, from ESPN's research, Drake May's TD pass to Kyle Williams was his 11th against the Blitz this season. His 11 TDs against the Blitz are tied with Tom Brady, 2016, for the most in a season by a Patriots QB over the last 10 seasons. Oh, so you're going to pressure Drake May because he's so poised. He's too poised. You should probably blitz him and see what happens. Yeah, his poise comes out into a touchdown pass for you. And that Kyle Williams one, we may get into this later, was weird that it was never reviewed because there has been a lot of uproar today. I don't know if you've paid attention to, was he in? Was he not in? Was that back foot down? Did he catch it?
I think the first foot wasn't, I don't think the first foot was in by the time that he garnered possession. Then you get the left foot in, but then the right foot comes down just after the knee touches out of bounds. I, for one, like many last night, thought, yeah, that should come back. But it didn't, and guess what? I am now as I was then. Okay with it.
And if you go, now it's official. You go to the official game book. You know what it says? It says touchdown, Kyle touchdown. Williams. Doesn't say anything about review, upheld, his foot, his knee, possession. Nope, it says touchdown. It goes down in the stat sheet. Drake May completed 6 of 8 passes. Beyond 10 air yards for 117 yards and a touchdown in week 13. He has completed a league-leading 88 passes of more than 10 air yards on the season for 1,865 yards, 200 more yards than any other quarterback on passes down the field. That is just another example of, as Jason McCourty said, the best downfield passer he's ever seen. And that continued last night. Oh, what was the temperature? Was it in the 20s?
Chilly.
Yeah, so idiots like me on the radio can put away the Drake May needs to prove that he can throw in cold weather questions. Probably done with those, right? Right now I can just fixate
on snow.
I
don't think we need to lead with questions about the weather or his ability to play in icy temperatures that are unfamiliar to his North Carolina upbringing, because homeboy last night was out there in a jersey. No sleeves, no Tom Brady scuba suit, gripping and ripping and absolutely flinging and slinging from Jump Street.
And we can ask him about it, and we are awaiting Drake May on a Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons. We can absolutely ask him about it, but I felt like that was intentional. You know the high school football coach on Thanksgiving Day in the snow who has shorts on because he's the hardo of the staff?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Felt like there was an intention to Drake May being out there in whatever it was, 20-something degrees, 20-degree wind chill, with no gloves on, no long sleeves, none of that. I thought that was intentional as he continues to kind of create who he is as an NFL passer and a Patriots quarterback.
Yeah, I needed hand warmers at home just thinking about how cold that would be for 3+ hours, but didn't bother him, you know, and then there he is afterwards, like just doing a post-game interview on ESPN with like a knit cap on, Gonzo coming up, just like patting him on the jersey, keeping him clean. Like I get it, man. It's just another day where I woke up and thought, man, oh, it is so wonderful just knowing how much this annoys fans of the AFC East and mostly just NFL fans at large. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, how about this stat? You like this one? Last night was Drake May's 6th game this season, completing at least 75% of his passes. I wanted that to, that's 3 out of every 4 in case, you know, in the old days, it used to be good if you completed 60-something percent. 75% of his passes while throwing 2 or more touchdowns. That ties Matt Ryan for the 3rd most such games in a season in NFL history. Ryan did it in 2016, and Drake May still has how many games left? Has he still got 4 games left? Still got time to add to that list. And I feel like the whole idea that he hasn't thrown for 300 yards is very much balanced out by all these other stats, right? Can we put away the 300-yard thing? It's stupid. Isn't it, in a way, more impressive that he leads the NFL in passing yards, which I think he does. Probably should have checked it before I said it. But anyway, without going over 300 yards, like just doing it with like a nice, consistent 260 to 280.
He led the NFL before last night's game, Andy, so methinks he kind of padded the stats.
Thank you, Fitzy. But he's done it without, where's that outlier game, that 475 and 4 touchdowns? No, he doesn't have it. He's just going to hit you for 260 to 280 every damn time he takes the field. So put away the 300 yards. So all that is to say this, Fitzy. Is the Patriots quarterback the best quarterback in football? Like, have we settled on he's literally the best quarterback in the NFL right now?
He is playing, I would say right now it's a Matt Stafford, Drake May, Dak Prescott three-headed monster. That's the Olympic medal stand, and each week it goes back and forth between the three. But the fact, I don't need him to be definitively the best quarterback, and there's no question about it, and it's going to be this way for forever. The fact that he, like, we wanted him to finish the season. Go back to July and August. Check the tapes. I think we wanted him to finish top 10, top 12. That would have been great. Like, oh, he's an upper-tier quarterback. He's moved out of the 20s. He's in the top 10 now. That's amazing. He's a top three quarterback each and every week, even when he's not at his best. That is absolutely bananas.
Dan Ball?
Good afternoon, boys. Hi. And Drake May is both having the best season and currently the best quarterback in football right now. He's not the greatest, because that's an achievement-based statistic or mantle that you get, but he is certainly the best quarterback in football right now.
And he's playing the game in a way that is strangely calm. Is the way I would look at it. I thought one of the takeaways from last night was first-year quarterback with a lot of physical ability, can run, can throw, can make plays, can be competitive, who looked frenetic out there, who looked scatterbrained at times, whatever you want to call it, who probably looked a little bit more like Drake May last year. And then Drake May, who, we're going to get into this, played behind two backup offensive linemen, played behind a center who was added to the injury report because he was sick that day, against a defense that was trying to come after him, trying to get hits on him, even though one of their supposed better pass rushers was benched for the second time this year.
Yeah, do we know exactly why, or do we want to? I mean, it's not for me to speculate, but
want me to say because he's a dink? Because I'll say it's because he's a dink. And
interesting other rumors that were circulating.
Yeah, I don't buy those. I think that's fake crap on Twitter, as always. Mm-hmm. But I think thank God for unanswered prayers. Because I think all of you people, including me people, would have taken Abdul Carter over Will Campbell if he fell to the four spot. Like, I think there were a lot of people that loved Abdul Carter. And the Abdul Carter you're seeing now in New York has some ability. No question about that. I don't think that Abdul Carter would have fit on this Patriots football team. I don't think he has the vibes.
Or would he be like, or would all of a sudden be like, Abdul Carter, model citizen.
Nope.
Foot injury be damned.
No, I saw enough of what I need to see with him last night saying bleep happens. That's why I didn't start. And I believe he had like a Darth Vader diamond encrusted big old like pendant thing hanging from his neck. So among those very good things that happened, Abdul Carter didn't fall to you at number four to make it a more difficult decision to take. Will Campbell, who has been part of the story of the Patriots, 617-779-7937. Are the Patriots the best team in the NFL? And is Drake May the best quarterback in the NFL? Not the greatest, Dan Ball said. The best. Playing the best is the best right now. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to await the arrival of Drake May here on a Patriots Monday. Up next, we'll continue to break down the victory here on WE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Patriots had some help last night from whoever you are. If you're the quarterback, you got help from the line and the receivers and the coaches. If you're the defense, the offense helped, vice versa. Best all-around win for the team this season against the Giants. Monday Night Football, 33-15. In a game that may not have even been that close. in part thanks to a kicker who didn't understand the assignment, as the kids say. He's supposed to kick the ball, and he chose not to because, well, I don't know. He chose not to kick the ball.
Young Wei-Ku?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Patriots legend. Don't forget, he was on the practice squad, got released, and then only to come back years later after a stint with the Atlanta Falcons.
Deep fake.
Deliver another deep fake, just like Parker Romo is a Patriots legend. He helped out the Patriots, just like Young Wei-Ku was sent elsewhere to come back and not only crap the bed, but deliver one of the great all-time kicking fails, which I think last night, maybe it was earlier this morning, I don't know, so many post-game shows, so little time. I think we compared to what it looks like when most of us try to, get out of the sand trap. It was just an absolute dud.
So, Fitzy, we've talked about Drake May. We know he's the MVP. We know he's the best quarterback in football. But we spent a lot of time this offseason wondering about weapons and offensive makeup and depth on the offensive line and all of those things. And all of those came up roses yesterday. If you want to look at the offensive side of the ball, Vidarian Lowe starting at left tackle. Ben Brown starting at left guard. An ill Garrett Bradbury starting at center. And all they did is go out and do what they needed to do to get off to a hot start, to allow Drake May to complete 70%+ of his passes. You had Travion Henderson rush for 11 carries, 67 yards with a 26-yard long in there for a 6-yard average. As a team, they churned out 29 carries for 119 yards. Maybe my biggest takeaway here, actually there's two. There's one on the coaching side, and I'll get to in a minute. But also, Hunter Henry had 4 catches for 73 yards. After that, you had 7 different guys with 20 or more yards, I believe. They're just
spread it out, baby. Share the love.
And I think it's hard for Drake May in a sense, right? Like there's a certain ease, I think, when you know you have a certain receiver you're going to throw the ball to 10, 12, 14 times in a game, right? Like a third of your attempts. If you have one of those guys, every third attempt is going to Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, whoever that guy may be. Drake May doesn't have that. He's scanning the field, going through his reads, looking poised, but he's doing it. He's getting one off to Kyle Williams, one off to Pop Douglas, couple off to Diggs. Like, I think it's remarkable the way those guys have settled into their roles and accepted it, right? Did we ever think all these guys would just accept their roles, not getting the ball very often, and also succeeding in them?
I don't think there were enough people on this offense. I don't think there were enough people in the receiver room beyond Stephon Diggs that would be in a position to demand the ball more. Like Kayshon Booty can't say, I need to get my 10 targets a game. Hunter Henry's not going to say, I need at least 6 targets a game or else I'm out. Like, I'm sure they all have egos, Andy. They're all unique birds. Some of them just show up and do their job and they're happy to get one pass a game like Kyle Williams and make it count. Some of the other guys show up in a mechanic's outfit with a tire iron and a tire and bare feet.
Yeah, what was that all about? Like, Halloween's gone. I get that he dresses weird, but now he has props with him?
Like, he does the social media videos. Like, he literally does that. He makes videos showing people how to fix things on their car or change. So I think last night he did a video changing a tire, maybe. And
yeah, but why does he need the tire with him in the locker room? Why is he bringing the tire into work with him?
Why is he also doing that on game? He's got 6 other days of the week where he can change a tire or talk about aliens.
Produce content the other content. 6 days. And again, I don't need props. So you think he just pulled, if you have the locker next to him and you're sitting there, you're putting your game socks on, your cleats on, and he walks in with a tire in his hands. Like, what are you thinking? Like, you're thinking this dude's nuts, flat out nuts or annoying.
In a good way, though.
Yeah, or annoying. It could be in an annoying way. I could find it annoying. I think on game day, I'd find it annoying.
Is this turning into a shut up and dribble kind of conversation with this guy, or are we okay with it because they win?
We're definitely. Oh, if he had the balls to do this, if they were like the Giants and 2-11, that would be some balls.
It's like what happened with Gerard Mayo in the back. Like, if he showed up,
one day, if he just shows up as like a concession worker and he's got like one of those hot dog boxes around his waist and he walks in, but they're like 3-8.
Yeah, no, it doesn't play the same way.
Maybe half measure, dial it back.
And that's why I'm trying to be consistent. If I were a teammate, I think it would annoy me. But anyway, so you got these receivers that are workmanlike in their roles, whether they show you the workmanlike nature with a tire or not. Stephon Diggs, all of them, right on down the line.
Bunch of blue collar, just, throws going to Joe's, bro.
And then speaking of the line, it was all going to hit the fan, right? I had talked myself into, thanks to some calls and some of the discussion we had yesterday, that, could this be one of those wheels fall off kind of games? Maybe that's why he brought the extra tire, in case the wheels fell off the offense with the offensive line struggling. But no, because you know what, Fitzy? I need to beat, back it up a little bit. Maybe an awaken 180 take type thing for me when I said I was worried about the offensive line, the talent, how good it could be or not good it could be. You know what I really undervalued? Doug Marrone. Doug frickin' Marrone is Willy Wonka. He took a pile of chicken you-know-what yesterday and made a damn meal out of it Thanksgiving week. And that's disrespectful, I know, to those guys, but I'm sorry. You're backups for a reason in the National Football League. And Doug Marrone is a magician. He's just a magician, like Willy Wonka. Golden ticket. You got the golden ticket to a better offensive line when you hired Doug Marrone.
Yeah, listen, I'm all for any Wonka comparisons. I always want to get a view of paradise and drink a fizzy lifting drink. But to me, what he is just a really talented chef. And no matter what ingredients you give the guy, like he's kind of
chopped.
Doug Marrone, that's my favorite cooking show ever. Doug Marrone plays Chopped.
Do you know how to cook pig colon? Of course I do. I've done it many times.
All right. And today's basket, you get Vidarian Low, strawberry rhubarb jam.
That's great.
Pig liver and Ben Brown.
That is probably more respectful. He didn't take chicken you know what. He took unique ingredients, maybe not the perfect ingredients, not the most common ingredients, and he turned them into a damn good meal out there.
Dandelions, bologna, Garrett Bradbury, and look what he did. He made a presentable meal that all the judges appreciated.
And you went out there and you rushed for 4 yards a carry. You ran it 29 times, which is basically 30. And all these coaches will tell you if you run the ball 30 times, you win the football game. You protected Drake May, who did have a little bit of a lapse. Did you hear his press conference where he's like, the one sack we had, that was on me? And I was like, Drake, I think there were three sacks.
Drake.
Are you okay? Did you get hit in the head a little bit?
Yeah, did you? It looked like it was Jackson Dart was the quarterback who got tuned up last night.
Did you have a little sampling of grandma's cough syrup on the sideline there to stay warm or something? There were three sacks, but anyway,
let's weave that into may or may not. May or may not, hot toddy on the sidelines.
There was minimal pressure. There was a good enough run game. And more importantly, the wheels didn't fall off the offense the way it does with some teams when they lose offensive linemen. And the guy in the crosshairs of that praise has to be Doug Marrone, with a little bit of an extended praise for Josh McDaniels, the game plan, the calls. Like, even that first play, I think it was the first play from scrimmage we talked about. He did the fake out to the wide receiver and then the quick turnaround, draw that picked up a few yards there for Ramondre Stevenson. You know, I thought there was some creativity, and I know some fans on other teams are getting flat out frustrated watching. They're like, how does he get these guys wide open? What's my defense doing? Why are there three receivers wide open on the football field? Well, some of that is Josh McDaniels. Some of that is the scheme. Some of that is the play calling.
He's pretty good too. And for the whole, like, oh, McDaniels was a craft pick crowd, I'd just like to say, you still comfortable with that take, even if it's true? Because it looks like he's doing a pretty good job.
Robert, nice job picking the offensive coordinator if you picked him, because he's a winner, but you didn't need to tell me that. 617-779-7937. Continue to take your phone calls reacting to the best team in the NFL, the best quarterback in the NFL. How good can they be? Is Super Bowl a legitimate dream right now as we sit here in early December? Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. We got our three-point stances ready to go. We're also awaiting the arrival of Drake May, the Patriots quarterback, on a Patriots Monday here. That's all next on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.